This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For the farm contingent, listening to the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen at the controls, and we're on duty, ready to go, raring to go. Jennifer, you have a cow story?
I don't, no.
No cow stories? Damn. All right, so what do you have then?
Well, I have a story about the State of the Union address, which was supposed to happen today.
Huh.
That's not happening, but it is going to happen a week from today. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Monday invited the president to deliver the State of the Union address on February 5th. The invitation came after the January 29th date, that's today, to give the address was kind of scuttled due to the partial government shutdown. At least that's what the news media says. It was scuttled. That led to kind of a back and forth between Trump and Nancy Pelosi before the deal came to... Is everybody okay?
It's okay, yeah. Sorry. I just told somebody else to shh.
Before the president decided to reopen the government. Okay.
Forget the government. Who's at Doug's house?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, they're at Doug's house.
It's far more exciting to trend than that direction. All right, so Nancy Pelosi said, quote, "When I wrote to you on January 23rd, I stated that we should work together to find a mutually agreeable date when the government has reopened to schedule this year's State of the Union address. In our conversation today, we agreed on February the 5th. You know what? Then why don't you tell us about the woman that's in your house?
Isn't that the worst when he does that?
Yeah. So if you want to snore through the story about the State of the Union, let's talk about you.
Honestly, do we really give a damn at this point about what the State of the Union is? We know what the State of the Union is. Complete confusion, chaos, and upset. That's the State of the Union. That's the State of the Union address. Next, what's next? How are we going to fix all of this stuff? How are you going to make up the $11 billion hit that we, the country, took our businesses in this final couple of weeks of the last year and this part of the...
Well, you'll be happy to know that Larry Kudlow, who's a financial advisor for the administration, so that those numbers are not true, that the economy's fine.
What?
The economy is
We had no consequence at all.
There will be no long-lasting effect from the government shutdown.
Not suggesting that, but I just, that's what he said. What about the small business owners who are suffering, especially if they had big contracts with the federal government? Those people will not be paid. The people who get paid, the people who are going to get paid, are the ones who work for the federal government, who have jobs that are normal jobs. Contractors, people who have big companies, medium-sized companies, small companies, they won't make it up. Not that, I mean, it's a nice way to save some money, but at what expense, and how is it that we get into these situations anyway? It doesn't seem to me, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, they were addressing any of the real problems that came. Do we have a wall? Do we have other things? Do we have something that satisfies both sides here? Or in 3 weeks, are we going to be back to the same thing, Mickey Mousing around? Not as, again, we find what is really essential and what isn't essential going through this sort of business. But I can tell you there are a lot of people I know who work for companies over at Hanscom Field, for example, which is the federal Air Force base close by here, that a couple of them live around me, and they will never see the money that they lost. And one of them lost $3 million, the other one lost $1.5 million. They never will see that money. So I don't mind the shutdown if something's accomplished from having the government shut down. But do any of us or all of us think really and truly that something has been accomplished here other than puffing up the egos and having these people smirk like Cheshire cats because,
I've bested him. I don't think anything's been accomplished yet, but I'm hopeful that the spotlight is on this problem, and that in 3 weeks there will be another solution. I hope that the political parties don't bring us
which
back.
Which problem
down to
are we talking
side.
About, though? What are
immigration.
We?
Immigration.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that fixed. I would. How many years have
I mean,
you known me, and
do
we talk about? Well, every year we talk about immigration. Every month, every week, now every day, and there isn't the situation isn't better. It isn't. It's not better at all.
And it hasn't been. This is a consistent problem. Since Reagan was president, this has been happening, where this is not pile on Democrats, but Democrats have promised Republicans that fund the government, do all this, and we'll work on something with immigration. And for 30-plus years, that can has been kicked down the road. And so it's at some point, it's got to stop. At some point, we have to ask for accountability from people when they make promises to follow through on their words. So now you've got 3 weeks. And hopefully, I'm optimistic. Maybe I'm an idiot. I'm hopeful that at least we can come up with something that's mutually agreeable to both sides, whether that's a wall, whether that's additional funding for Border Patrol, whether that's bolstering our immigration courts, whether that's ending chain migration, whether that's whether it's securing our ports of entry, whatever it is, let's do something that leaves us better today than we are right now, leaves us tomorrow better than we are right now. I think that's something what we elect people to do.
That's
what I want them to do.
Very interesting there. One of the main focus seems to have been on the wall and Mexico, which is the biggest problem. But, yes, there are the boats that come in here from other places, and I'm not just talking about the liners that are cruise liners. I'm talking about freighters that carry 50, 60 people that come into Long Beach and they into Newark. They come into Fort Lauderdale. They come into Chesapeake. They come into Seattle. They come into and they bring 50, 60 people with them each time. And most of them are sneaking into the country because there's really no supervision at these ports. You can get off a boat and get lost. So, you say, it's 50 or 60 people. Well, that's 50 or 60 people that don't belong here. It could end up
hard. I don't think people should live like that. I think it's a travesty that people come to this country for a better life and then have to live in the shadows the entire time they're here. Why wouldn't they be at a port of entry and organized so that we can keep track of who's coming here? Would you want to come into the country in a storage container and then have to live in the shadows the rest of your life?
Some of them aren't supposed to be here.
No way to live.
No.
Right.
But, there's another point to this. There's another the state of the country and the number of people that are here illegally and why they want to come here. I'm just trying to find a poll that I saw yesterday. I can't put my hand on it right now about how many people want to come here versus come everywhere else. In this poll, which I will find for you before the next half hour, it indicates that 21, the largest, huge percentages of people who don't like where they are and want to go someplace else, the desired place to go is here. Like 21% of those surveyed said they would rather come here than any place else. Now, whatever their reasons are, whether it's free money or whether it's the weather, whatever it is, this is a place that's desirable. And so do we make it less desirable? No, I don't want to make the place less desirable. I think there are a lot of things. Last night, I went to the State of the City address here in Framingham. We've been a city for 1 year, so the mayor went through a lot of things that she thinks that she's accomplished or they're working on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I was taken back by, but in a way it was good, the diversity. Framingham is one of the reasons that I liked growing up here is because it was very diverse. I didn't understand that at the time, but it helped me. And in my later life, everything wasn't all white and wasn't the neighborhood I lived in was all white. But when I went to high school, there were all kinds of different categories of people, shall we say. And there's even more so now. And looking at the audience and how they responded, the mayor of our city happens to be black. And the preponderance of people in the audience were either black or of some different origin than white bred America. And in a way, I find that desirable. But I also thought that there was pandering going on. And I think there's a danger here. And I don't know what the line is to diversity, which I think most of us all want and respect because it's necessary. And that's the real world. And the going too far department. And I don't know how else to ask the question or to bring that to light. Am I, does that ring a bell with anybody? Do we think there's too much of this sometimes? There's a, the presentation of information was, and from her anyway, obviously aimed at, she talks about opportunities for everybody, which is also a good thing. Framingham has, in terms of the entire country, very interesting stats. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the unemployment rate for African Americans dropped to below 6.5% in December. That's about half what it was when Obama was president. And in Framingham, the unemployment rate is very low anyway, very like 3% here. And we have a real homeless problem because,
yeah,
like
see,
America,
homelessness, those statistics, homelessness has gone up amongst the community in Africa, of African Americans, and unemployment has gone down because they're not claiming benefits anymore. They ran out. So
yeah,
there's so many like flaws when you hear those statements of, oh, well, it's half of what it was when it was under Obama,
but
or half of what it was under
Bush. At least they're not
or
collecting
whatever
off the
under,
public dole.
Right.
If they're able-bodied, they should be working. And if their unemployment, benefits should not go on forever and ever and ever, especially with jobless yeah numbers like we have. There's no excuse for it.
No. And so, I mean, I'm trying to make a point here as to how different it is depending on where you are in the country. In the warmer weather areas, Los Angeles, Southern California, and also in Florida, but for what, I'm not sure, I guess one of the questions I have is, how do they handle it differently in Florida? Are they quote unquote crueler to homeless people or to people of color or people who are not Native Americans? Because the numbers are huge, huge in Southern California. But I don't know about the stats in Florida. They don't seem to be of note. So what do they do in Florida that they don't do in California to curb the problem? Does anybody know?
I don't know anything about Florida, but every state has homelessness that's gone up. In every, just along since moving to New Jersey in August, I've seen so much homelessness in wealthy areas here along the shore. And yeah, I never saw that growing up, ever. It just didn't exist. And it's in every town. There are people on the street begging for money. And you see people camping out in parking garages. And it's probably similar to how it is in California. Any place that they can find a spot to squat, that's what's going on. So
that's a question which we ought to address at some point in time. Not now, because it's 18 and change past the hour. Good conversation as we get started in this hour of the DJB program. I would like to have you think about something else. Let's think about ourselves for a while. Let's think about how we look. Let's think about what we like. Do you like looking at people who don't necessarily have attractive teeth? Probably not. You probably shun those people. What happens if you're one of those people that doesn't leave a good impression because you don't have, you have an unforgettable feature, but it's a negative feature, that is yellow, ugly teeth? The perfect risk-free solution for those yellow, ugly teeth are found in solutions. I suppose it's single solution power swabs, and the positive solution in the plural is also power swabs. Those of you who would like to help yourself and help others with the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world, then listen up. Spend a minute. Let's talk about what you can do in 5 minutes with your teeth. Power swabs. Instantly, you'll be amazed by the results. You'll not go to any other. You don't use those, the other toothpaste that have little chips in them that eat away at the enamel. Yeah, the teeth are going to be whiter, but they're going to be more susceptible to cavities. With power swabs, it lifts the stains. It's amazing. The formula here is an all-natural teeth cleanser that lifts the stains off of your teeth. So your dental hygienist, your dentist will say, wow, this is really great. And when you tell them it's power swabs, they'll know about it because they know that power swabs is not invasive. So you drink coffee, you drink wine, you drink tea, maybe you smoke. This will transform your smile back to what it was. Kind of a no-brainer. Call 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, save half on top.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
On DJV, this time a couple of country acts. Tim McGraw, the headliner here, he's going to be the big draw for the NFL tailgate party, ladies, on Super Bowl Sunday. The festivities getting more and more star-studded. Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, they seem to all agree that Tim McGraw might have been a better halftime show.
Oh, for sure. I'm not even a Tim McGraw fan, but he would have been such a much better choice than Maroon 5.
Did they ever
have him? He's obviously available that day, so I don't get it.
I would prefer Tim McGraw as well, but I've seen Maroon 5 in concert, and I don't think they're going to be horrible. I just wish that their support staff was better. I don't know that Big Boy and Travis Scott are going to make any differences. Yeah. But
so answer this question for me. Has there ever been a real big country act that was the headliner for the halftime show at the NFL Super Bowl?
Did Garth Brooks ever do it?
I don't think so. Check out.
He'd be fantastic. He'd got the right energy.
Probably. But why is it that? I guess I would ask the question, if country is the most popular musical format, and especially among football fans, hardcore football fans, country is number one, why wouldn't they have a country act? What's the story? Let's start a problem. Let's start some trouble.
Well,
what
has
the NFL got against country music?
Well, a couple years ago, Luke Bryan sang either the anthem
I'm saying halftime.
I thought that the next year he would be the halftime show, because that's how they did it with Lady Gaga, and they did it with Beyonce that way. So I don't know what happened with Luke Bryan. I thought he would have been a good choice, too. And he would obviously have good support acts as well, because all the country
would have Jason Aldean or somebody like that.
I think there's a problem. So there.
We're being prejudiced against, I think. That's what it is.
People NFL saying that Tim McGraw
can't handle it.
You'll be on stage during the tailgate party, head of the game. McGraw's performance of his new single, Thought About You, will be televised on the Super Bowl program, the pregame show. Along with McGraw, Aloe Black is performing. Who's Aloe Black?
If you heard his, you would probably recognize that his voice.
He's R&B, but this was a really big Avicii song a couple years ago that he was on.
Okay.
I don't know if you would recognize it or not, but I recognize this.
Okay. So the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest kicks off on the 31st of this month with Ludacris who comes from Atlanta. Ludacris is somebody who's made it as a singer, performer, rapper, but also as an actor as well. You'd recognize him from things like The Fast and Furious. He'd been in other movies as well. He'll be joined by Ciara and 21 Savage, as well as Migos, Lil Yachty, Metro Boomin, Lil Jon, and a lot of little people.
All your favorites. There. All the little
favorites. All my favorites, right. I want to see Lil Yachty. Isn't that yacht music? Yacht, what do we call that?
Yacht rock.
Definitely yacht rock.
No yacht rock there? Oh. All right. Anyway. And we all know about Maroon 5, and we have a boo-hoo every time we talk about that. All right. What else is going on here? Chris Stapleton. Keith Urban headlining the C2C Festival, country to country, gearing up for a year of major expansion this year. Performers headlining this multi-city event will be Keith Urban, Lady Andy Mellum,
Chris Stapleton.
Seventh year of this. It's a three-day festival spread across three different locations, and they're all in Europe. London, Dublin, Glasgow. Interesting. Keith Urban, Lady Andy Mellum, Chris Stapleton headlining a different night, joined by a multitude of other country acts. Brett Eldridge, Hunter Hayes, Lyle Lovett, Cam, Dustin Lynch, Ashley McBride, Chase Rice, Carly Pierce, Drake White, The Big Fire. Takes place March 8th to the 10th. That's interesting. London will be in the O2 Arena, which is a big deal. That's about 50,000 attendees go to that. Keith Urban, Eldridge headliners. That's March 2nd and March 3rd, March 4th. So there it is. A little country music in your ear. At the 28 after the hour on the DJV program for this Tuesday.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calitrin, one of the best ways, if not the best way, the healthiest way anyway, to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely. The major ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, and collagen is the protein that helps you build more muscle and so many things that are dependent on collagen to make them all work well. They are all affected to the plus side when you're using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. You get a special deal if you check the box for DJV, the DJV program, happy to promote this product because it works. It's called Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and you get it only online by going to toploss.com if you mention the DJV program. And as a matter of fact, when you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Check that box for DJV. Go to toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Warnings being issued to large portions of our lower 48 about truly dangerous record-setting cold and wind chills that are already impacting the Midwest and will soon sweep into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and will last well into the weekend. U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. And this is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or caller order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Four at the hour. It's the 29th of January. January en français. I'm pretty bilingual, huh? You guys, ladies, impressed with my French?
Very impressed.
Jean-Vier. There's a V in the middle.
Yeah. Jean-Vier?
It
sounds like a lady's name. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to Jean-Vier Vivev. How's that? It's pretty good.
Jean-Vier.
You like that? Jennifer Horn is here to chuckle along with Dougie. As is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, they chuckle amongst themselves with what they say to each other, and they chuckle at my expense. When I'm trying to present something that's very important, oftentimes I get sidetracked because Victoria will do a little of her snicker in the background, and therefore I'm sometimes dislodged from my important thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry to unhinge you.
Oh, yes. For sure. All right, Victoria, take it away.
All right, well, the weather is in everyone's focus, for most of the country at least. A major snowstorm that hit the Midwest yesterday is giving way now to record-breaking cold for the rest of the week, pretty much on the east side of the country. The Deep South also had a snowstorm and some, you know, much lower temperatures than normal. So the National Weather Center in Des Moines, Iowa, warned that this is the coldest air that many people have ever experienced in an entire generation. That's like some crazy words when you think about it, that an entire generation has not dealt with cold this bad. They say avoid talking outside and avoid taking deep breaths because the cold air is that can do so much damage to your lungs. They said schools in Iowa will probably be closed because buses may not start. And that's very, very cold. And Wednesday is going to be the coldest day ever recorded in Chicago with a forecast high of 14 below zero. That's going to be the high. Now, with the wind chill, of course, the Windy City is famous for that, it's going to break the all-time coldest temperature record, which was 27 degrees below zero. They say it's actually going to be colder than that. Their famous Brookfield Zoo is going to be closed on Wednesday. That's only the fourth time in 85 years that they've had to close the zoo because it was too cold for the animals. And the wind chills will be as low as 55 below in some areas in the northern plains. They'll actually see wind chills of 64 degrees below zero. So bundle up and stay indoors is pretty
much the
message.
Bundle up your overcoat. The polar vortex, that came about, what, 4 or 5 years ago? When did we start? I think it was after the Polar Express, that movie that Tom Hanks was the major voice. Remember that? The Polar Express. That was Christmas about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then the polar vortex showed up. Another way of the news media jingle-jangling around something else to be afraid of. It's winter, folks. It's cold.
Yeah, this is,
snowing.
We don't want to minimize it, though, because this is weather that's really dangerous.
Yeah. Well, the
it's not just
idea
regular cold
here, it is if you go back over the history there of the planet, but it's not normal for now. It certainly hasn't been this way and will be. Where was it? Was it yesterday we were talking about something having to do, or was it in my own experience and not on the air? I'm trying to think of where I had a conversation with somebody about what is going on in the weather and why it is changing. Oh, I know what it was. Kara, when we had Maria, our astrologer, Maria Trilogy, was talking about the weather and how the weather is going to be. This is a year of disruption. She was looking at, and some of you will roll your eyeballs at this, and that's fine. You can roll them all you want. But I think, help me if what I don't remember is correct here, Kara. The discussion was about the astrological fact that the country has a birth date and the people who are running the country have birth dates. And we had a conversation about putting them together, and it'll be in our podcast of it's called Your Hidden Power Show. You can find it at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Then we get into the weather and how the planet is changing, and it isn't about, I think every day we get into some discussion about global warming, climate change, yada yada. There are things going on that are different, and this bitter cold there are two reasons for the conversation. One, because it's dangerous, and two, because it's different, not where we're necessarily used to. I can remember, though, when I was a kid, it being back and forth. The winters that we've had in New England, although I haven't spent, this is the first winter I've spent a good deal of time in New England since 1993, and so far, it's okay. It's not where I choose, but I have other responsibilities and I got to be here. So I'm sort of remembering back to the 80s and the 70s and when I was a kid, the cold and what we did about it. The thing that's more biting and maybe more dangerous, as you pointed out, Victoria, is the wind when it's cold and what it does to your lungs. People who have compromised immune systems should not be out in this stuff. Whether it's a small baby, whether it's an older person, anybody who's been sick, don't go out. If this, if you got wind blowing around and you don't cover up your face, cover up everything, you almost look like you've got a hijab? What are those things you put on?
Hijab,
yeah. So cover up your face. Only thing that's exposed maybe is your nose. The worst thing that can happen is this stuff gets into your nostrils, and
I read that the best way to prevent a heart attack when you're in the cold, and this comes from the California Girl, but I've read article after article that says this, that your body, when it goes from warm to extreme cold, immediately your blood vessels, I guess, contract,
yeah.
and
yes.
that's what causes a heart attack for a lot of people. So the tip is,
if you're going to go outside, try to keep your body temperature stable by either wrapping up and getting warm inside first before you walk outside. It's just when people walk outside and then all are hit with that cold that causes problems for your body.
Yeah. I think that's very true. I'm looking at the extreme. We had the extreme, was it last week? We went from one day, it was 8 degrees or 6 degrees. Wind chill factor was 30 below. It was a week ago, Monday, I think. And then by Wednesday, it was up to 40, and then it was 50 near 60 degrees. Same thing's kind of going on here. Thursday is supposed to be 12 degrees here. Friday up into the 30s. Over the weekend, maybe near 40, and then another storm comes in. So, and I remember watching the news last night and the weatherman talking about why it is the way it is. There are several storms. There's a huge nor'easter off the coast, the east coast of America, that's raising hell with the shipping lanes and stuff. And that's not affecting the weather other than it's sucking air from Canada through the northeast. And the Canadian air, which is always cold, you get about Greenland and up to the North Pole and up around there. But it's widening the impact of it because there's another storm that's coming across that is the snowstorm that's been, in essence, sort of in the south. That's what's weird.
They're getting more snow and ice, too.
All the way in from Texas.
Well, there's concerns,
through.
Yep, there's concerns about it being in Atlanta for the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
So how that's already going to impact, you know, the that airport the travel.
Will help the Rams, who are, although they're indoors.
They're in a dome, right?
In Atlanta? Yeah, I think so.
But the Rams are wimps. They're going to lose anyway.
Yeah, we're just from California. Well, they're really not. They've only been in California 2 years, but still.
But it's so easy to get right into the California lifestyle. I did it in a weekend. So
very easy in a day. I go when I go out there, like when I went out Friday.
Speaking of wimps, you're a snowbird. Come on.
Saturday, I was in my. I posted a picture of Miles on my own. I think you posted it. Did you post it, Victoria? No, I don't know if you did or not.
I got locked out of Facebook, so Karen did it.
Okay, was that picture of Miles? And I went to the mall on Saturday, and we had ice cream. And so we were just sitting there, and somebody sent me a note who knows me but doesn't remember that I go to California a lot. And she said, oh, ice cream's always good, even when it's cold. And I pointed out to her that it was 81 at the mall when we were sitting outside on Saturday afternoon. So, meanwhile, back to the Super Bowl and sports. History will be made this Sunday in a number of ways. The Patriots winning another Super Bowl. Yep. And then
probably
on the sidelines, the male cheerleaders, Quentin Perone and Napoleon Jennings. Is that how you pronounce the name? J-I-N-N-I-E-S.
Probably.
Doing the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah. Perone and Jennings will be the first male cheerleaders at the Super Bowl. Cheering for the Rams. Yeah, leave it to the Rams to bring those guys out. That's good. They need a little extra attention on them. So that's what they've got. Good. When I was in Heidelberg, we had all male cheerleaders. My roommate was a male cheerleader. He was a champion cheerleader. He attended all kinds of competitions. He did very, very, very well. He was great at it. It's very athletic. It takes a lot of strength.
I think you see that more on the high school and college level, but for some reason we haven't seen men on the pro level.
Chicks. Right, you get a lot of hot chicks in sequence.
Yeah, I guess they don't really, I don't really even consider them cheerleaders. Like, they don't do a lot of tricks. They just kind of stand there and...
Well, these guys are actual cheerleaders.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's cool that they have guys there now, because they can actually do some of the bigger tricks that you see in college and high school.
Well,
I just think for anybody who scoffs at it, male cheerleaders, this is what I would say. Men are the ultimate cheerleaders. The fact that people say, well, it's a feminine quality to be a cheerleader. No. Men, have you ever been to a bar? You think those people, men are by nature cheerleaders when they watch sports. So,
I'm talking about the physical attributes that it takes to be good. This guy was, my roommate was a big athlete, and instead of playing football, which he didn't want to do, he became a cheerleader and changed the way it was done at Heidelberg. He determined that he wanted to be a cheerleader because he had been a cheerleader in high school. And this was a big guy, and he wasn't gay. He was able to do it. Cheerleading changed at Heidelberg because of that.
Good
I think
him.
There should be more male cheerleaders. Why aren't there more male cheerleaders? Is it all about
It's pretty discriminatory if you think about it, because there are plenty of guys out there who
would like
to do it.
Time for a protest. Let's protest.
Yeah.
Today is National Seeing Eye Dog Day. Service dogs, guides for the visually impaired, Labrador Retrievers, Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, commonly used as seeing eye dogs. I was at the hospital yesterday with Daisy. For those who are wondering, I talked about her yesterday. She's okay. Couldn't find a blockage that was permanent. She has a little problem with her kidneys, but she's home. She came home last night. And she's resting, and she's going to be fine. Thank you very much. I was concerned, and a lot of other people sent a lot of love in her direction. Very nice. So as I'm sitting there, there's this woman came in with a lab, and the sweetest, oh, my God. The dogs, when they come in, they come right to me. And I don't know if it's because they got my vibe or they smell the stuff from the farm. Either or both of those things. But this lab came over to me and put his head in my lap. And he had a kidney operation and lost one of his kidneys. And they were checking him out. It was a 12, 13-year-old lab. Just the sweetest, sweetest thing. I take all dogs. There's a part of me that wants to make my farm a canine sort of retreat. And have hundreds of dogs just running all over the farm.
That would be amazing. I would visit you all the time.
All right. Anyway, the demand for seeing eye dogs. This is the thing today. Seeing eye dogs stay calm, focused under difficult circumstances. It goes back to World War I. A lot of soldiers came back. Have you seen the promotion for that movie about World War I that's around now? Somebody has taken the footage, actual footage, and colorized it. Of what went on. This is when movies were first made, and it's supposed to be very impactful. I would like to see it, frankly. The reason I'm bringing it up is because there's a lot of focus on the dogs because of all the men who lost their sight during World War I. And so this goes back, the first attention, dog trainer day was back in 1927. A lady named Dorothy Harrison Eustace from Philadelphia wrote an article about the German guide school. She lived in Switzerland. Then Morris Frank, a blind man from Nashville, came across the story, wrote to Eustace asking if he could come to Switzerland and train with and then get one of the dogs. He said he would return to America and teach others about guide dogs if he was able to get a dog. And he agreed that he could, the dog came back with him. After coming back with a female German Shepherd named Buddy, he started the Seeing Eye Dog School. January 29th, 1929, same day we now celebrate as Seeing Eye Dog Day. There's dogs.
Another
still.
Female named Buddy, like Jen's cat.
Yeah, right.
See?
All right, speaking of Jennifer, Jennifer, it's time for us to see what's on television tonight, please, madame.
Well, it's going to be kind of a weird night on television because it was scheduled to be State of the Union night. That is no longer happening. We found out that's happening next week. So now a lot of reruns and kind of interesting things on CBS. They're going to do a look at Super Bowl's greatest commercials. They'll go through the past favorites. That's right, a whole hour of commercials. You can catch that on CBS at 8 o'clock. I think it'd be fun. I mean, some of them are very funny. Some are sweet. I know there was one that I think made us cry, right, last year. So it'd be kind of fun to see that. CW has a new episode of The Flash tonight, followed by Roswell, New Mexico. Everything else on the networks is in reruns, but on PBS tonight, Finding Your Roots with Henry Louis Gates Jr. features Cal Penn. So he'll be going back into his roots along with Marissa Tomei. You can check that out. And on USA, if you want to test your relationship, there's a brand new episode of Temptation Island at 10 o'clock.
Really? How'd The Bachelor do last night, Kara? What happened there?
It was actually pretty good. It was one episode that I didn't hate. It was kind of dramatic, and they went into some serious issues that they don't normally do. It was enjoyable.
Very good. 10 before the hour, serious and silly. That describes the DJV show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
That's Progressive to Tech Talk, 53 after the hour now in the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, we aim to give you information here that is important for those of us who just kind of can fool our way through life using technology, and we want to make people think, oh, this guy's pretty good at this. I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, YouTube is in the Tech Talk focus as we get started, Victoria.
It is, and YouTube says it's changing how it recommends videos so their users will see fewer conspiracy theory videos. Mm-hmm. And in a blog post, YouTube said its goal is to give users a better experience by reducing content that could misinform users in harmful ways.
Is the YouTube belongs to Facebook, yeah?
Or no, Facebook YouTube's owned YouTube. By Alphabet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Right?
Google. All right, yep, okay. Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. YouTube says that that this new rule includes videos that even come kind of almost about to cross the line within its community guidelines, like videos that promote a phony miracle cure for a serious illness, claiming that the earth is flat, or blatantly false complaints about historic events like 9/11. So you're not going to see any conspiracy theory videos anymore. YouTube has faced a lot of criticism over the past for not really regulating their videos as much as they should. A video suggested that David Hogg, who is a student who survived the Parkland, Florida shooting, there's a video that got a lot of views, over 200,000 views, and basically the video was a whole thing how he was just an actor. He wasn't really a student there, and that's pretty dangerous when that gets spread around to that degree. And so after 200,000 views, YouTube finally removed it because they had so many complaints about it. And so now they're saying that these new changes, the new guidelines, will affect less than 1% of the videos. However, 1%, if you think about it, users around the world watch an average of 1 billion hours of YouTube a day. So that's one, removing 1% of those videos is actually a pretty significant amount.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we won't be seeing more of these ridiculous videos. I don't even know why people spend time making
why,
them.
Exactly. Why
claiming
would you
that
want
the Earth
to?
Is flat and all this.
Look
yeah. It's crazy.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 to prove that the Earth wasn't flat. All right. It's time now for Microsoft to be in the focus, no longer supporting Windows mobile devices.
The Geek Out.
If there's any chance you or somebody you know is still using a Windows-powered smartphone, first, condolences, and second, it's time to start looking for a replacement. Microsoft has now officially stated they will send the final software update for Windows 10 Mobile by the end of this year. And to be clear, Microsoft is stating customers should, quote, move to a supported Android or iOS device. Now, this is disappointing, as Windows Mobile user experience was actually more progressive than anything Apple or Android had, but you could never get the apps you wanted, and consumers just didn't care. But if you need some more information or just want to be a good friend to somebody who could, we've posted a link to the official statement from Microsoft on the end of Windows Mobile on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age. And Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get back to it here. Seems to be there's a problem, Victoria, here between us here using these Chinese telecom phones,
yeah,
and how they're building up their cadre of phones by stealing, of course, the ideas from us and other countries, right?
Well, yeah, and it's a little more serious than that. What we're talking about is the Chinese telecom company. It looks like it's Huawei. That's how it, like, if you look at it, it's Huawei. It's actually pronounced Huawei, but I don't know if you'll hear it pronounced correctly on TV, but anyway, that's the company we're talking about. And this goes back to over a year ago, actually maybe even 2 years ago, when intelligence officials had advised the government, the U.S. government, not to have them be a contractor because they were stealing secrets from the people that they were who had the phones and from other companies. And so now a ton of indictments have come down against this company, and this is going to have international implications and ramifications. This is not good for tensions between the U.S. and China.
Nope, doesn't seem good. 59 past the hour here on the goodness flowing DJV program.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.